Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Once again, Mid-Flight Brawl is brought to you by our good mates at Heaps Normal, delicious, independent, non-alcoholic beer. What were you about to say, mate? Heaps.
Nothing.
With a
just putting in a there. Hey, my brother saw Heaps Normal in a Hong Kong supermarket, so they're branching out,
mate. They're everywhere.
Oh, the
tell you where they weren't
getting longer.
The pub I was at on Sunday for the UFC, and fuck me, could I have split up some beers with a Heaps Normal? Because that's the thing, non-alcoholic beer. It's bloody delicious. You don't have to drink them all the time, but it is nice occasionally for a little one-to-one ratio. Keep you in good nick.
Mm.
Oofa. I wish they had them at my local. They do not. I'll be getting onto them at heapsnormal.com. Chuck in duty-free at checkout for free shipping around Australia.
Yes.
Hey, I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. Throughout human history, there have been countless scuffles, melees and fracasses. When planes were invented, we didn't magically just stop belting the shit out of each other.
So ladies and gentlemen, strap in, kick your shoes off, recline your seat without checking, drink your duty-free and start staring aggressively at strangers. This is Mid-Flight Brawl.
Mid-air madness, passengers trading blows.
Mid-air brawl on board a Scoot flight from the Gulf
at LAX. Thrown off a flight from Bali.
A disruptive passenger on board.
Cussing, screaming, spitting, even urinating.
Many of them have been captured on cell phones.
Where's the lady that started the
I hope this crashes. Out the fucking door!
Welcome to Mid-Flight Brawl. Any tip rat can fly now, and here's what happens when they do. I'm Nick Cody.
And I'm Luke Heggie. How you going, mate?
Mate, great. We're back. We're back together for an intro. I did love last Friday, the 11th of November, as you beautifully refer to as the original Never Forget.
Mm-hmm.
Your special, I already told you, dropped on Paramount Plus.
That it did, yeah. I don't know if anyone's watched it.
Any complaints yet?
Oh, actually, there have been a few complaints.
Really?
But I can't read them. I've maxed the complaints for them out. I need some help from a nerd, actually. I've got to switch that over to Google Forms or something that I can read them because SurveyMonkey, gone.
Yeah.
I've maxed them out and they want money for me to read them and I ain't doing that. It defeats everything.
There's no way a bloke that cooks chickens in his driveway is paying to read something that has been sent to him.
Absolutely not. No.
Ultimate middleman shit there. If you are looking to pay for something online, though, midflightbrawl.com, the merch is flying out the door, the Ed Jaden and the Larrikin Island T-shirts, but bloody hot off the bloody presses.
Oh, literally the printing presses.
Yep.
Hot off them. They weren't printed, were they? Even better, embroidered, the latest batch. Get them for Christmas. Get your early orders in now because it's a very limited run. Of our new polo shirt range of one.
Yeah, it's a one polo shirt range.
Yes.
Navy blue with gold.
Oh, you'd be the toast of the golf club turning up in one of these.
Our piss take of the old polo classic. But we've got instead of a fucking horse that you can't even bet on to run around, a greyhound.
Yes. Greyhound dog from St. Jaden's College Racing. So they'll be up by the time this comes out. They'll be up and ready for sale.
Limited edition.
Very limited. Get in.
Very, very limited. No more prints of these. They are warm. I've got them on my kitchen windowsill. Just cooling off the beautiful new St. Jaden's College Greyhound polo.
Yes.
The poor guy, because we get them printed here in Australia. By local, support the economy. And fuck the guys, every time we send them a new idea, they must go, what the fuck do these blokes do?
Yeah. How did they get rid of those last ones? The fucking idiots. Well, we did, sucked in. And these ones, I think, will fly out the door.
And very hurtful. My son, I don't know if I've mentioned it on here before, he thinks I'm the bloke with the Air Jaden logo and the Larrikin Island logo.
Yeah. My kids asked me if you were Air Jaden.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, that was a while ago.
He said to me, Uncle Heggy put you on a T-shirt for your birthday. Yeah. I go, man, it's not fucking me on the T-shirt. Dad, that's you. I go, oh, thanks, man. But if you want one, get to midflybrawl.com, click merch, get into it. We're back on the road this weekend, Heggy.
Damn straight. Where are we going, mate? What did you call it?
Your poon.
Yes.
Yeppoon in Queensland this weekend for the Cap Coast Comedy Festival. We're doing stand-up, but we've got a live mid-flight brawl on the Saturday.
Mm. I'll be very surprised if anyone knows what's going on. I think it's going to be Adelaide to the power of two in terms of bewildered comedy fans or just regular people.
I've got a lot of lovely messages from listeners going, hey, Cody, don't knock negative gearing at a winery next time.
All right. Yeah, well, fuck them. They need to hear a few home truths from the guy who drops truth bombs on stage on a regular basis.
Yeah, that's me.
Nicholas J. Agitator Cody.
I wonder what the equivalent would be this weekend. They'll be going to Yeppoon and just saying, mud crabs are shit.
Yeah.
Go the Blues.
Yeah. Put some fucking closed-toe shoes on, you pricks.
But get around at midflightbrawl.com if you want tickets to come and see us in Yeppoon this weekend. Before we kick in to the ep, though, Heggy, you sent me something the other day, quite interesting.
Oh, yes, I did.
I was doing stand-up.
That you were.
On the internet. Well, it said Nick Cody doing stand-up.
Uh-huh.
And I clicked it, and it was Nick Cody, former University of Oregon Ducks offensive lineman. I actually know of the dude. He won the Rose Bowl a few years ago, and I sent him a message, and he wrote back, can I please be the Nick Cody for the day? And I think I said, you can have it for the week.
Yeah.
You just won the Rose Bowl. He mentioned this. He's doing open mics now over in America, and this is how he closed his set.
I don't want to be the next anybody. I want to be the first Nick Cody. But that's unfortunate. I had somebody come up to me after an open mic and he said, what happened to your accent, mate? And I'm like, huh? Apparently there's already a comedian named Nick Cody in Australia. I figured out the solution, people. If you follow me on Twitter or Instagram, Nick R. Cody, and donate, I am going to buy a plot of land in Scotland so I can be the first Lord Nick Cody.
Yeah!
Thank you very much. Have a great night. Time for this.
I repeat, will the real Slim Shady please stand up? We're going to have a problem here.
You know, man, I'm not the one to knock anyone getting up and giving it a crack, so good on you for giving it a go.
Yeah.
What are you, a couple of things. What's his, do you reckon his middle name's referee?
What's that?
Gar Cody. What's happened there? That's the only discerning feature. Either way, though.
I thought you said referee. I just got
it. No, referee.
Referee. Tell you what he does have in common with this Nick Cody, though.
Oh.
Get online, fucking chuck us some of this. Straight in.
I'll tell you another thing he's got in common, the ponytail. And another thing, ex-gridiron player, stopping off at the Last Chance Saloon of stand-up comedy, where all men who've had a crisis think, oh, there's nothing left. I might as well just do it. It seems easy. I just see some other fuckwits doing it. I'm doing it. I'm going to disrespect it by just doing it. I'll be just as good as anyone. Brilliant. Having said that, good on him for giving it a crack. Good on you, rather, for giving it a go.
Yeah.
Just nice to see our Nick Cody out there doing gigs and keeping the dream alive.
I've not been able to do many gigs as of recently.
Wonder if he's got a dinner with Nick Cody gig this weekend.
Oh, fucking
where
hell.
Four of his underling comedians have to support him.
It's one of my favourite things. It's never going to beat the Tony Martin quote, but the fact that at Cap Coast Comedy Festival this weekend, there is a, the show that you and I are doing, the split show.
It's not a split show.
Well, it is. Well, Kinney, this is what's hurtful. Troy Kinney, he's got a Kinney and Friends show, whereas I've got
Cody and Fuckwits.
He's got Troy Kinney and Friends. I've got Nick Cody's dinner and show.
Sweet.
So, I don't know. You must be the dinner.
I am going to be clanking my fork and knife during your set, I'll tell you what. A few burps, a lot of slurping on my drink.
Oh, Nick Cody's dinner. It's just a whole paragraph about me. And then just at the very bottom, the show also features Luke Heggie.
Am I the only support act? I thought there was a bunch of.
I think so. Doofuses.
It's just me. Can't wait. Nice one.
Oh, fuck. I don't know why it's.
You can throw Tony Martin at me all you want, but out in the trenches, in the real world, this is what's happening.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, that gridiron player, Nick Cody, not the only Nick Cody comedy I've been watching on the internet.
Oh, yeah.
A little bit came across my desk. By the way, that Nick Cody, ponytail Nick Cody bit came across my desk from listener Matt Little from Tasmania.
Oh, Tassie. So shout out to
Matt, good on you, mate. Keep it coming. You find any shit like that, straight to this guy, please.
It is funny how people won't even hit both of us up. They'll go around the bloke they want to take a shot at.
Yeah, they just go, oh, just have a go at this fucking guy. Yeah. Everyone's a bully at heart, aren't they?
Man, the amount of time. Boy, if you go to 33-47 in this week's air, Heggie fucks up dog. He stops for a bit. Yeah. He went, dog, you should cut it up and fucking play it until he cries.
I get them too. I got a catchphrase for you. Sitting in my room thinking about catchphrases for your podcast. Here's one. Fuck off. I saw a bit of your comedy being performed in America. Mm. And again, you weren't personally there. It's just, just a bit of yours from a few years ago, just being pilfered like that fucking French dude who flogged Seinfeld's gear and took it back to France. Everyone thought it was cool. Here's millions of dollars. It's happening again.
I can't wait. Yeah, there was what's the term?
Parallel thinking.
That's what he's going with. Very similar.
I'm not having that.
Very similar bit to mine. I'm not one to point fingers at comedians. It can happen.
Well, I fucking am. It's Occam's razor, generally. Like it's so fucking rare, and someone would have told him. Someone did tell him, in fact. But there it is. Just put it down to parallel thinking.
Yeah, very interesting.
There's his.
Yeah, I'll have to put it up at some time. Let people be the judge. The only thing I'm worried about, I did it on the gala maybe 5 years ago, and it was in the best of show I just recorded a few months back. That's coming out later this year. Online, and I'm worried I'm going to put the special out and someone will go, it's fucking, they're driving, it's fucking this bloke. I'll go, you can't, here it is from 2018. Suck my balls.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty cut and dry. But I put stuff out. I've been putting a bit of stuff out recently and I get the wildest fucking comments. Like they arrive in my email. I don't know how to get rid of that. But people go, this is a Michael McIntyre bit. I go, I really doubt it. I fucking doubt that so much. That
you're right. Yeah.
I've watched What's it, up with these? That is crazy.
You guys ever been down to shops and seen these tip rats?
Yeah. While doing laps of a large stage.
Makes you think, doesn't it? Oh, fuck. Can't believe there's a ponytail Nick Cody getting around.
Oh, I can.
What a week. What a fucking week in entertainment.
Yeah.
Mate, you'll appreciate this. You're, before we get into the ep, you're in Tassie. You're in Tassie last week on a little holiday.
Great.
Called
time.
You up. You're at Mona, I assume, in the toilet, watching your own shit go through some tubes.
Yeah, pretty much. No, it's very impressive. It's the first time I've been to Mona, and it was great. Loved it.
Loved it?
Yeah, loved that. But loved the whole trip. It's very good. Went down to a mate's place in Huon Valley and hung out, did some walking, jumped in the river, climbed a mountain. Yeah, it was good. Took a two-wheel drive hire car, four-wheel driving, standard stuff.
Stayed back at our local haunt, the Black Buffalo Hotel there. In North
Very
Hobart.
Close to it, actually, just down the road, still on the highway, still right on the highway, about a block away, next to the BP.
Fuck yeah.
I woke up in the night and thought, what's diesel these days? See it straight out the window. $1.95.
Yeah, wake up in the night, you go, fuck, is there some weird lunar eclipse? Yeah. What's happening to the curtains? Nah. Heggie got himself a nice bit of a Comet Pump 7.
Yeah.
I was on the road last week with my radio show, Fox FM. We got this giant Fox made. We're trying to get on the Big Things map because Victoria has no really good big things. Got this big Fox made. took it around Victoria. A few things. A lot of people in society aren't used to just having beers three nights in a row.
Yeah.
And being away from home. That does break a few people. But the best part, we woke up Anglesey the last morning and the fox had been stolen.
Great.
And someone just unhitched the trailer.
So it wasn't that big.
No, and just nicked off with the trailer, the Kennard's hire trailer.
Sweet.
Anytime I hear Kennard's, I just think about you're the best corporate of all time.
One of the worst nights of my life.
Sorry. Go on.
In a way, sucked in. I hope that trailer never turns up.
Well, it did. It got dumped.
A small way to making up for what they made me fucking do.
It got dumped in Williamstown the next day, but a listener found it in the morning and called in. And there was a big Fifi Feather Nick on the chest of the fox and someone had scraped off the N and replaced it with a D.
Yes.
Fucking rules.
Yeah. Did you get a photo of that?
Oh, man, so many photos got sent in.
Dick Cody. Very good.
Man, and cops, because it was stolen, cops were there. A listener sent in a photo of all these cops standing around a fox with fucking Fifi Feather Dick written on it.
You know, all signs point to just that's the easiest one to doctor. But I like to, the small part of me likes to think that that's a personal attack on you out of the three.
Well, it is a bit, you know, Fifi and Fev. You can't really scrape off one letter there and cause any.
Yeah, get some imagination about you. You can do anything you want.
Yeah. But I think they're under the. They've stolen it.
Yeah.
There's cops looking for it and they've gone, we've got to ditch it. We can either draw a dick on this. Boring. Yeah. Let me scrape an N off and draw on a beautiful D.
Very good.
Got me. Before we get into the episode, though, I've said that about 9 times. We will get there. The background of your Zoom when we're down the line from one another, you've always got a Zoom background with a grim story.
I thought I'd like to change it up a bit this week and have something really nice.
This is a really big building. I'd like to assume this building behind looks European.
Yeah, it's in Switzerland.
Ooh. I was going to guess the bloody gunman, but that was Norway, wasn't it?
No, it's nothing that sinister. This is it's a really feel-good one, actually. It's a primary school, and it's named after your favourite Swiss guy.
Sepp Blatter. Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, it's a Sepp Blatter primary school. Imagine going there.
Ex-FIFA.
Yeah. Just the all-round president. Top bloke.
Yeah. He came out last week and said, bloody... The World Cup shouldn't be in Qatar.
Did he?
You go, oh, shouldn't it, fuckhead? Mm. Well, who made that call?
I distinctly remember him saying that it should. Straight out of an envelope that he wrote.
And a net. Yeah. All the cash fell out of the envelope and he goes, hold on, there's a bit of paper in here as well.
Yeah,
Qatar.
Fucking grub. Anyway, school's still there. School's in.
Sepp Blatter Primary School.
Oh, philanthropist.
That does make you think.
You don't have a primary school, do you, dick?
Man, I'm not far off. I've got there's a me without my name doing my gear. There's a fucking ponytail me.
Yeah. This got shades of Suncorp Stadium. Nah, it's not, is it? It's not corporate. It's the Cauldron.
Lang Park.
Mm. Anyway, some say worse, Sepp Blatter.
I've always said this, Suncorp, that's why I'd never bank with Suncorp. If they've got enough money to name a stadium, why don't you put that into lowering my fucking ATM fees?
Yeah, I used to bank with them when they were Metropolitan, but they ripped me off, so never again. I was a kid, and they started taking fees. Like, fuck it, hang on, I'm a kid.
Well, we're knocking them, but at least they're still there. There's a poor Miami, where the Miami Heat play, their stadium, you know, fuck, it's a hard thing with American sports. Each week you go, oh, we're going to the Staples Center? No, sorry, it's fucking meatpies.com arena. You go, oh, yeah, is it?
Yep.
The Miami Arena, this is coming straight out of the Dade, FTX Arena.
What's that?
FTX Arena, well, they're getting a new name because FTX was a big crypto thing that just went bust.
Ah, did they?
Yeah.
Imagine that. Put all your money in some imaginary coins, then they don't exist anymore.
Miami-Dade County owns the arena. They signed a 19-year, $135 million deal. For the home court's name. That's when you know crypto's sus, when they've got their own currency and they still go, we'll give you millions of the dollars you actually use.
Yeah
well, what's the fucking point?
All right, mate, we better kick on. Let's go.
Let's get in.
All right, mate, this week we're looking at Thomas Cook Airlines.
Oh, yeah,
flight
beautiful.
313L. March 2006. And it's in Antalya, Turkey, to Newcastle.
Oof.
Yes.
That is one amazing thing about planes, is you can take, you know, people from two very different places and get them all together and, you know,
oh,
such different cultures. It's linking everyone and everything. What a beautiful
time. Yeah, absolutely. This one would just be a bunch of real pink-faced northies trying to get home. And that's what our bloke is today. His name's Stephen Robinson.
Of course.
Stephen with a PH. Again, oh, yeah? Undeserving PH, Stephen. he's a steel worker from Hope Town Lane, Darlington. That's a bit of a tease in the north of England, calling your lane Hope Town.
Sounds it's a good good cover band name, I reckon.
Hope Town Lane.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a drag yourself up out of the gutter type of band. I looked it up, real close to the railway, as most properties in the UK tend to be. Unless you're in one of your more fox hunting type arenas, in the UK you're gonna sleep to the sound and sort of a fucking train. They are everywhere.
Man, I do it here. There's a train station.
Yeah, I know.
Pretty close to my joint. And
yeah.
Every morning I leave the house. I could pick different times every morning to go to radio. I'll open the front door and a fucking V-line will fang past. Go, you.
Yeah, of course.
Son's yep. in the front row. Jesus yeah.
Christ. It'd be like a sauna. You've got to get in out of your house real quick before the V-line comes. In fact, Darlington, famous for locomotives. They even have a museum.
Oh, wow.
There's one day out of your entire life with something to do if you live in Darlington.
It is pretty special, I reckon. The train spotters, plane spotters.
Special, like the old school yeah, special.
I think so.
Mm.
It's never a few of the lads, is it?
Nah. You're not nah. on your way home for a pint, you just spot a few trains. No. If you're above about five and you're spotting trains, something wrong. Hope Town Lane had the pleasure of having in 2021 the cheapest house sold in the whole town.
Beautiful.
It's in this lane. £30,000 for
not
a house.
Bad.
Brilliant. That's good size.
70s prices.
When you,
how
you
little
get
was
fucking
it?
Bashed if you ever walk outside. But that is good value for a house, even if it is T-side. Notable people from Darlington. Yeah. Quite the list.
Be a rich list. Yep.
Although not a lot of names on there are recognisable to me. I'm obviously looking for comedians, actors, sports people who've managed to transcend sport and be known by normal people, not just sad super fans, that sort of shit.
Yeah.
There is, of course, Al Pease, a Formula One driver who in 1969 did his town proud. He was disqualified. For driving too slow. He's been dubbed the worst ever Formula One driver.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Fuck, that's got to be rare. That's good. To get that far, like for that not to get snuffed out at a lower grade of competition.
Yeah.
That you're a bit shit scared of the fucking top speed.
Yeah. 60s, I think you could get in there with money a bit easier. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Like it's still money now, obviously, but you know, you've got to have some skills. He'd done 22 laps to the leader's 46. And he kept fucking the faster ones over by not letting them pass, caused a few incidents. I don't mind that. That's made him far more interesting.
Of course you don't. That's driving in Queensland. Just sitting that right lane doing 90.
I had a motorbike yesterday in Sydney, actually. Did some road rage. Gave me the finger, no less.
Oh, beautiful.
As a parting shot as we veered off on different roads.
So, I'm sure your photographic memory now stores that bike, his face, the license plate.
I'll find it.
Wait 10 to 15 years.
Yeah.
Before his bike gets set on fire.
I can't remember his face. So just anyone with a motorbike in Sydney, if you get egged, you know, it's just, you know, doing the numbers. Also from Darlington, of course, is the Facebook killer, Peter Chapman, born in 1977. And as is standard for many future murderers, brought up by his grandparents.
Ah, never good.
That is quite common, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wonder how that's going to fare for the future. So many grandparents now are raising small children because parents couldn't be bothered doing the job themselves. They all fucking hide under the guise, oh, no, we need two incomes to, you know, to own a property, the Australian dream property, a life-defining virtue. of owning own a house. Something. So
get your face in front of a big sticker.
Yeah. Sucked in, mum and dad. You're up again. We'll use you up and wear you out.
Well, as a couple of renters, there's no better time to be watching the news and just bloodshed on the stock market, the housing prices.
Well, you don't really want a mum and pop operation to lose their house, obviously, but fuck, the ones who are, I own 24 houses, same as my age, I'm a developer, dad said I should be. No tears shed in my household.
But they even sometimes get, there was a story in The Age, I think, the other day, a woman saying, I owned 3 negatively geared properties and it was all going well until I lost my job.
Yeah.
Is this a story?
Yeah. That's in the news.
Sounds like maths.
Oh, you just go. No lengths that people won't go to be a victim. people claim, though, like when they're doing this and just ruining their parents, they go, oh, no, it's good for the wrinklies to, you know, to have something to do with the kids, work for free. I'll tell you what, I'm not going to be doing that. You can take this to the bank unless there's some extreme circumstances. Pretty hard. Already done it. I need a rest. Old people, they generally have the final laugh, though, don't they? I think when they do a half-assed job of raising small children and 20 years later there's a murderer in the family, probably lose the house you sacrifice everything for to pay for a fucking lawyer for the little bastard. No one's saying sucked in then, are they? They're all victims.
Yeah.
You're happy now.
He was such a kind boy, I think. I never saw him.
Yeah.
But from what Nan passed on, he was a good lad.
Two spare rooms now. Peter Chapman had a history of violent sex crimes before falling off the radar and committing them quietly. And eventually in 2009, at age 33, created a fake Facebook account to act as a teenager, lure a 17-year-old girl to her death.
Oh.
So he's still in County Durham, right near Darlington, not at Nan and Pops's. He's in HM Franklin High Security Prison.
Oh, beautiful.
So, I mean, it's not all bad news. As an upshot, after all that sadness, Facebook released a statement saying they were deeply saddened.
Oh, that'd help.
And, yeah, and that under 18 users shouldn't meet people from the internet. Look away, though, as you were. Let the buyer beware, pretty much.
Was that a bit of victim blaming at the end there?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
What was she wearing? They stopped short of saying that, but pretty much that, yeah.
Yeah, you shouldn't meet up with people. All right, thanks, mate.
Yeah. Our bloke, Stephen Robinson, he's got that face quite common from Northern England where they look like they've just eaten something sour and they're simultaneously surprised about something else. You know, the sort of turned down mouth, bit back, but still aggressive.
A real guess who head.
Oh, yeah. Definitely been in pub and football ground brawls, as is standard in that neck of the woods in particular. He's gone for a much-needed holiday in Antalya, Turkey.
By the way, the amount they drink at local football, that's why I assume it's banned at the Premier League level.
Can you not drink there?
No, at Premier League, you can't drink in your seats, I don't believe. I've only ever been to one match, but you have to drink near the bar area in there.
Right.
And obviously the lighting inside will wear off any of those negative effects of the alcohol before you go out to your seat.
Yeah, yeah.
It'll just burn it off.
Oh. Stephen's gone for a holiday in Antalya, Turkey. Still workers need a rest as much as anyone. Might as well take the One World Cup, Two World Wars mantra global. Not enough people have heard that. So he's off to the mainland. Antalya, Turkey. Oh,
that's one place. Turkey, I would not be bragging about how well I did in a world war.
Anything, yeah. Especially that, yeah. They did fine. Antalya, Turkey. It's interesting to cop a squiz at the notable alumni of anywhere, any joint really, especially when it's an ancient town though, like this, which was founded 200 BC.
Holy shit.
They run the whole gamut. Notable people, they sort of start out at philosopher, writer and poet, historian, physician, that sort of shit, lawyer, founder, composer. Later on it's like footballer, chef, model, that sort of, you know.
TikTok dancer.
Oh, usually, or in the case of Antalya.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free
or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Amit Sunuk, a YouTuber, streamer known as Ja Rain. What a fucking time to be alive. Well, you look at Wikipedia in a couple of hundred years, that'll be it. It'll just be YouTuber, historic YouTuber, streamer, hero to all. Stephen, got a bloody good time in Antalya where they've really stuck to their architectural and historical guns, even though their major industry now is tourism. He would have taken all the traditional sites in, such as Patrick Irish Bar, Soho Bar Club Sensation, The Elephant Pub, Sheffield Pub, The Ronan Pub, The Dub Lynn Irish Bar, or my pick of the litter, The Tipsy Old Town. More tea! A nice cocktail bar with a popular rooftop terrace and staff with a positive attitude. Oh. Unless you're Alma, who left a review. She ordered the fish and chips, only to find the fish was just fish fingers. She didn't eat it.
It looks like she's read off the kids' menu there.
Yeah, I'd say so. Yeah. Got pictures. So yeah. She's right, fish fingers.
Well, chicken and veggies on a – we go to a pub. Near us a little bit, and some pubs you go in, see the kids' menu, chicken and vegetables, beautiful. And then you forget the nuggets are chicken and potatoes are vegetable. Yeah, they've got
Get your vitamins, son. You already have a can of Fanta for the vitamins, whatever. she's left 99 different Google reviews, complete with many, many photos. Let's hope her 100th is as satisfying as her first. The fucking whinger.
Who's the biggest cunt on the internet? Maybe when you hit your 100th TripAdvisor review,
you get something.
They send you a card like the Queen for your birthday.
Whoa. The Dublin, two words, D-U-B-H space L-I-N-N, just in case anyone mistook it. The waiters call a burger patty a meatball.
Oh.
Delilah has taken to Google reviews to clear that up for them or anyone there in the future who may be confused. I mean, sometimes the internet just reveals life's true philanthropist, doesn't it? Such as another dude, I think it's a dude, Jonna, who found the Guinness didn't taste as good as it does in Dublin.
Oh, fucking really, mate.
So, yeah, I think we can all conclude from that that Turkey fucking sucks. Don't bother.
You reckon that most of those pubs are probably now in an old building. They wouldn't even know they're in Turkey. They're just looking around.
Oh, yeah. Oh. You wouldn't see the sandstone for all the for Falcons. Jesus be holding one up. Well, not there. So Stephen, another, you know, the undeserved PHH, was returning from his holiday in Turkey, which he admitted he did not have a good time on.
Yeah. Well, we read some of the reviews. That's not his fault. Yeah.
Oh. I would assume it's not enough big screens to watch his game or subpar Guinness, all the bloody Turks he had to endure. Yuck. What's the world coming to? He tried to order some drinks on the plane because they don't just give them away. And Thomas Cook, obviously, RIP Thomas Cook, by the way. To pay for them, he wanted to use his House of Fraser department store card.
Right.
To pay for his drinks.
Fuck yeah. Is that just a gift card?
I think it's like a credit, like a store credit card. House of Fraser. Do you know House of Fraser?
Yeah.
It's a British department store. Started by some Glaswegians 100-odd years ago. One time, House of Fraser was owned by the Al-Fayed family of Harrods and Paris Tunnel fame.
Of course.
Lately, struggling a little bit, shutting stores all over the joint. What's going to happen to department stores, you reckon? Apartments. Not that.
Mate, it's... I think it's just straight white dads from 35 to 55. And I don't know what shirt I need.
Well, I mean, I go into them, but I've never seen anyone else in there. I just go in there to, you know, try on a pair of Speedos I can buy on the internet later. There's no one in there, even at Christmas. It's awful. And like men that age, they'll go to Rivers now. It's the same thing. Checkered shirts and barbecue wear. Either way, though, House of Fraser doesn't sell food or drinks and is in no way associated with Thomas Cook.
Oh.
So Steve was just being a sneaky little shitbag, known in those parts as trying one on or banter.
Bit of bants.
Bants.
Steamy.
Obviously, the flight attendant said he couldn't use this as a form of payment, to which Stephen replied, "What four words? I'll give you $50 for all four, down to 10 if you want the first two." You want the first two?
I assume it. Fuck. Oh, no, I'm going to go for the 50.
You're going for 50. All right.
Yep. Fuck off, you cunt.
No.
Or, can I have one more guess? Yes, I can, dog.
Nah.
Oh.
He said, "You're a fucking wanker." You should have taken the first two words. You might have got that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, well.
I still would have looked cunt in at the end there. That's my mistake.
Proper gambler at heart. Then he started throwing things at him. And a little while later, he's done the classic trying to light a cigarette in his seat.
Beautiful.
Pretty good. Flight attendant Philip Miles told him to stop. Steve was in a window seat, bad spot for a bloke who wants a biff. Bad time for the two people next to him, actually, more so. He got angry, clambered over the other passengers into the aisle and started a fight with Philip.
When you said he was trying to light a cigarette, I assume the seats on there are quite small. Was he, his fucking arms just stuck between the middle seat and the window?
Yeah.
He couldn't, yeah.
Like a, see the blokes in handcuffs trying to get a cigarette, but a bit like that. Stephen managed to punch Philip in the face, which damaged 8 of his teeth, I assume, top and bottom, 4 and 4 at the front. This resulted in £2,000 in dental. That's nearly $4,000 in dental repairs. Witnesses say,
you reckon the flight attendants go on the new big pearly whites?
Oh, you'd want an upgrade. If mine got punched out, I'd want better than, like, you've got to get better than what's there, surely.
Of course. Otherwise, it's an insurance, what's the point? Job. Yeah.
You don't get your car, you know, firebombed, come back with the same car with the same mileage on it. Fuck off. Something better. Witnesses say, never seen behaviour like this before. One old lady was so upset, she's crying and trembling with fear. That's not even considering the children. Although, this was 2006, so protect the children at all costs was not yet the mantra that it is today. This day was a throwback to when little old ladies were the ones we had to protect in society. Now you don't even have to stand up on a bus if an old lady gets on with all the shopping. Fuck them. My legs are tied too, you old hag. I'm sitting here.
Hope you enjoyed your free uni.
Yeah. I think that's grim. I don't often go on public transport, especially in Sydney. I just ride my bike. But when I'm away, I do. And kids are, like, school kids are fuckwits, it's no question. But they don't get up for adults. Well, that's gone.
Yeah. Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's pretty easy. I told you once there was a pregnant woman who, if she was pregnant, she was about 5 weeks. The tummy was tighter than mine. I think I stood up.
Oh, she came and demanded you to get up. Were you a school kid?
Yeah.
Well, was she an adult?
Yeah.
Well, fuck. Pretty much, we got threatened at school. If you saw an adult get on the train or a bus and you didn't get up, you'd be fucked. You'd get to school the next day. Someone would have said something.
Oh, really?
Not a kid snitchy. Like, an adult would have reported you to the school. They'd find out who it was and they would thrash you.
See, that must have been harder then, though, because, you know, it was all straight back and sides, same haircut, same uniform. Now everyone, you know, wants to be their own person. Good on you. But you will be easier to point out on a bus.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Still, I mean, along the same lines, astounding how many people want to conduct criminal activity after getting face tats. Or any, for that matter, you fucking douche.
We know they're not thinking long term. And did I say short back and sides? They're not straight back and sides. I'm fucked. I'm straight, on cold flat tablets.
Short back and sides.
It is short.
We had to have short back and sides. You pull it stuff that's not that thrashed.
Thrashed.
Yeah. Individualism's beautiful now, though, isn't it? Flight attendants struggled to subdue Stephen and needed help from fellow passengers. Again, you ever see something like this unfolding, jump on the winning team immediately and get a few hits in.
Yeah.
Great opportunity.
Unlimited.
Be ready.
Yeah.
Oh, really, you can go to town.
This is so close to 9/11 as well, fresh in the minds of everyone.
Yeah, it's only 5 years down the track. People are still on edge. Don't worry about that. They eventually managed to hold him down and handcuff him. So the plane was diverted to Frankfurt, Germany, where Stephen was not arrested.
Oh.
Sucked in.
What happened there?
Well, sometimes there's no point for scummies. Well, the federal police, Bundespolizei, FPB, thought, yeah, we'll just leave him here and he'll have to make his own way home. Sucked in. He's a lowie. That's a fairly good punishment. Don't want anything to do with him.
Yeah.
Get him out of here. The other passengers faced lengthy delays because of the detour. Not quite as lengthy as Stephen, though. I'll tell you what happened. He had no money at this point. Always keep a little liquid cash on you for emergencies.
Oh, like, but who does that? Who does that coming back from a holiday?
Me.
In you. Oh, how old is the bloke?
53.
Oh, yeah. That's if you fuck grow up. I think a 21-year-old.
Oh,
anytime
yeah.
I travel in my
whatever. You've never got anything. That's fine.
My last dollars were for the Sky Bus.
Yeah.
Get into town.
Man, he was forced to eat canteen leftovers while roaming the German airport for 2 days. So he's cruising around the airport for 2 days, just eating shit off people's plates.
Which is an improvement, probably. He's loving life.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He should have stayed there.
Why didn't they make this one, The Terminal, instead of fucking Tom Hanks' story?
Oh, you should see Stephen's face. He ain't no Hanks.
They could hung him up Charlize Theron style in Monster.
Oh, yeah. She did hug face quite well in that.
Yeah. Go get Ryan Reynolds, put him in the makeup chair for 3 days. Bang, we've got Stephen.
Or, yeah, employ an ugly. Unthinkable. Yuck. He eventually got the assistance of a charity to fund his flight home, as nobody in the UK was willing to act as a guarantor. Some charities are good, aren't they? But it's unclear which charity this was, so it wasn't one of the big boys. They would have made a big song and dance about doing something nice for a down and outer. Not this one. The anonymity of this indicates to me that they didn't want themselves associated with Stephen from Darlington. So he's asked them and they capitulated. Hopefully all those people giving what they can from their minimum wage jobs to a worthy cause can rest easy, knowing that people like Stephen can access the benefits from their benevolence. Good on you, everyone.
I do like the idea of a black tie event to get Stephen home.
Yeah.
What happened? I got maggot, punched someone, lit a dart.
I mean, Jack, about I'd rather probably give money to someone like that than a fucking organised charity when they're turning up in Ferraris and shit.
Yeah, it's your favourite time of year. I can see your moustache coming through now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Get around the boys. I think they floated it and sold their shares or something.
Yeah.
As is the most charitable thing to do.
Just two lads in Ralph Lauren linen shirts helping everyone out.
He made it home and hopefully they gave him a bit of a ticker tape parade down at the steel mill. He thought he'd gotten away with it, Stephen, but he didn't.
Oh, bullshit.
8 months later.
No. What, are they backed up with crime in his town?
Well, yeah. They're just...
Or are the cops that shit? Business. I don't know where Stephen is.
Just hammering steel at the factory and he's arrested.
Hold on.
Status arrested.
Yes. Better late than never. Went to Newcastle Crown Court where he pleaded guilty to charges of endangering the safety of a flight and assault causing bodily harm. I'd say, I reckon he would have argued that teeth aren't really part of the body. That's what I'd be saying if that's the only damage I'd done.
Where they've got him, I think endangering the flight is the lit dart. So you're lighting, you know, you've got fire in there. Let's stitch him on that maybe, and a flight attendant. If you're going to punch, stick to passengers, I think.
Well, Steve did say, he said, oh, he endangered the people but not the aircraft. I thought that's real. I forgot about the cigarette. I thought that's reasonable. Punching out a bloke's teeth would rarely cause any structural damage to a fuselage. But you never know. It's not the fucking thing, is he? Defender Christian Mills made a half-assed attempt at eliciting sympathy by mentioning that Stephen had spent 2 days scabbing sausage ends off people's plates in Frankfurt. Who cares?
Again, he probably ate more than when he was in Turkey. He's fine.
Yeah, no worries. Drinking beers with cigarette butts in the bottom. Two birds. Christian has moved on himself to become a barrister and specialise in personal injury law, which that would be big business in the age of irresponsibility, especially out there.
Has he gone back to represent the flight attendant with the missing teeth now, just trying to make cash on all fronts?
Oh, that'd be good, wouldn't it? You do on both sides, you just walk across to the other bench, get them as well.
Russell Crowe in American Gangster is a cop, New Jersey cop, or New York cop maybe, chasing down a drug dealer for years, gets him, and then at the same time he's studying to become a lawyer. They get the bloke, and then his first case, I think, was defense for this guy.
Oh, right. Of course it was. Was it Denzel Washington?
Yeah.
Showing his range of it as an actor and playing Denzel Washington.
Mm. Yeah. All right. Just that. Mm-hmm. Putting sunnies on.
It's quite liberating when you just sort of resign to the fact that these actors aren't that fucking good. Some are, but your Denzel's not.
A two-word catchphrase in a lot of Denzel Washington's movies from about 2000 onwards that I cannot say. I can say the first word, my.
Oh, yeah.
Cannot.
Nah, he's pretty
good. You've got to shake your head and laugh and walk off.
Yeah. You know who else I think is overrated? And this will be controversial, and I don't care. Al Pacino. Yeah, man, he's fine, but he's not brilliant, is he?
You'd love this. Have you seen
He's just there, just little fella in heaps of stuff.
I think it's set photography from Scent of a Woman. I think they had to dig like a little a trench for the woman to walk alongside him so they were the same height.
I would probably do the opposite and just put some boxes along for him to walk on. But he probably demanded that. No, dig her a hole. I ain't putting on built-up shoes for anyone.
No, but he's also got the two, I remember years ago, talking about it's the two phases of him. He's got the quiet and then the darts have kicked in. He's just going to scream everything.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't.
But those guys too, I wish there was a way. Like I know Robert De Niro is in I think he was in a fair bit of alimony trouble.
Is that why he took a load of shit roles?
Yeah.
Meet the fuckers and stuff.
Yeah.
Grim. Okay.
Everything.
That's how they get you.
He was taking everything, every job.
My goodness. Yeah.
But again, keep it to the assets you need, you'd be fine.
Yeah, fine. I don't know. We just don't care. Just do. I don't know. Not my thing. Whatever. I mean, I did an ad, so who am I to say? But then I don't have hundreds of millions of dollars. So he has the prosecutor, Tim Parkin, busy bastard up there with all the grubs. He appears to have moved on too. In the same year as our Stephen, though, 2006, prosecutor Tim Parkin, very busy. He put away a plank-wielding lunatic who was perpetrating unprovoked attacks, a flasher, and a husband whose second personality killed his wife.
Oh, that's rough, isn't it?
So he's busy around this time, and he had little sympathy for Stephen.
Fuck, the bloke might have gotten off now. Bit of mental health defence, but in 2006 or whatever, tough titties. Sorry.
No, it hadn't been. Sorry, hadn't been developed as far as it has now.
Good one. That's early 2000s. They'd give the sideways thumb to the bloke. Yeah, good one, judge.
Yeah.
Have that. Here's this bloke. Which one's here now? The good bloke or the one that murdered? Ah, anyway.
Yeah, that's a better bloke. Steve was sentenced to 1 year in jail and also blacklisted from all Thomas Cook flights, so he can never go anywhere ever again.
Again, but he's probably outlived. Oh, no, how old was he? 53?
53, yep.
53 in 2006. Is that another 16 years? 69 right now, if he's made it this far.
Well,
Newcastle 100, the Geordie 100.
Yeah. 53 is not bad. Steel worker from up Newcastle way. Whoa. You're going all right. Stephen's Facebook page yielded some strange reads. It appears to be where he keeps all his philosophy as well as his to-do lists. I'll tell you, ballad of 2016. These are separate posts per sentence. Might sell some stuff. Just having a coffee and a ginger nut, I feel fine. Fix the shower, FX400 Yamaha, or do the laundry. Having a smoke. All of these are unaccompanied by photos.
So those three things, was that a, hey, guys, help me pick which one? Fix the shower, get a washing machine or a Yamaha?
Do the laundry or Yamaha. Oh. I think he's just talking himself because no one's engaging. It's just there.
Oh, really?
Thank goodness for the internet. You used to have to stand on the edge of a cliff and yell shit out at the void. Yeah, no photos for any of these. It's just words up there going, you know, here you go. There was a photo of his court summons in 2016 for not paying his council tax. He owed about £300, had to go to court.
10 years worth, yeah.
Mm. Well, you don't pay that as a renter, do you?
No, I don't think so.
So he owns his little house. I mean, $30,000 house in his lane. £30,000, beg your pardon. Here's another one. Just been to the Salvation Army for breakfast, but they were shut. A girl gave me a basket of fruit and a twirl. Charitable acts have really sorted this guy out over the years, haven't they?
What a quinella.
Oh, fruit and a twirl.
Twirl and a fruit basket. That's beautiful. Do you reckon she's given him the fruit basket? This is what I'm going to take from what little I know about Stephen.
Yeah.
And he's seen in the back of her car as she's packing up the box of twirls.
Yeah. Or he's just said, you're a fucking wanker. So she pulled a twirl out of her pocket to appease him. He went and threw the fruit at cars. Fruit's not that big up there.
No.
Yeah, he's repaid all these charitable acts that have come his way with some Facebook poetry like this. Yes. Not even intentional. This is how good it is. He didn't even intend this to be. This is one. This is a. I think it's really good. This is just one entry. No money, no backy, and no lager. Plenty of food and an open fire to play with, plus a pallet to chop up. Laundry to do, Yamaha to fix. Brilliant, isn't it? Chopping up pallets.
Yeah. No backy.
No backy. Chopping up pallets for the open fire.
He's definitely a chop bloke. This one, he's going down to a dodgy corner store on payday and getting himself a big fucking block of illegal tobacco out of a freezer. I don't want to make assumptions, sure. But
yeah,
I've been to those places.
Well, he did post a few self-taken photos of his face at close range, and he wasn't looking great. Oh,
the only way, the iPad selfie.
I doubt he owned an iPad, but they are real close. Like it's not great. His last ever Facebook post was in August of 2016. Morning campers. And then in 2017.
Comma? Without comma much, there?
What's that, sorry?
Is there a comma after morning?
No, just morning campers. So that's it. Stephen died in 2017 without much fanfare.
That's actually flattened me, that one. Hold on.
Yeah.
What's the best one for him? Well, he never got any up in Newcastle, so. Like the loss of sunlight on a cloudy afternoon. Gone too soon. Saying that, how long did he live for?
Oh, he got his 3 score and 2.
Yeah, 62. Beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's fine.
It's not gone too soon up there.
Which for those pastors is considered a fucking good innings for a steel worker who likes a pint.
Oh, yeah. Pint and a sky fight.
Thank goodness Stephen didn't live long enough to see the Central Borough Pub on his very own street, Hopetown Lane, Darlington, get shut down not long after COVID hit the charts.
Ah.
Yeah. Devastated.
That is one business, though, that even early days, you'd think once this is over, we'll turn a profit here.
Boomtown. Yeah, but I mean, a lot of pubs, you know, the landlord will just boot them out when it's over or whatever. I don't know. It ain't always easy. If you owned it, be all right.
Yeah, right.
Switch to takeaways or something. Do a reno, whatever.
I think we've spoken about this. You'd never own a pub, would you?
I thought I was going to when I was younger, but no, I wouldn't now.
Yeah.
I think it's a mistake. Are you going to get one?
No.
I think it's a big mistake.
I've thought about it.
Yeah, it's a romantic notion.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, if you're Michael Jordan's and you're Kenny Rogers's, can't open steakhouses and keep them going, what chance would we have? What's the pub called?
The terrible mindset to go into new business ventures with.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
With Michael Jordan's steakhouse closed, why would I even bother? I'm going back to bed.
The Central Bar pub has been converted into 6 apartments.
Oh, fucking there you
apartments.
Go.
Coming for everything, aren't they? I've been in a former church that had become apartments. What's the big man going to make of that? Anyway.
Well, look, there's a pub near my joint where they just built the apartments on top of the pub. That's smart.
Pub's still going?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Otherwise, the people are going to move into the apartments and go, fuck, is there a pub around here? Nah, this was it. Ah, well.
Yeah. Well, these days I'll probably move in and wonder why it's noisy downstairs and start complaining. Get the thing shut down.
Turn it in to more apartments.
Of fucking victims. A lot of victims complaining about building noise and stuff as well. There's heaps of that going around. Fair enough if they dig an open cut mine next to your house. But, you know, generally, your houses didn't appear silently in the middle of the night, so shut your fucking hole. It's fine.
Yeah, we're looking at some rentals the other day, and I said to the bloke, hey, there's a vacant lot next door. Any chance they're just going to build up apartments in there and fuck up my backyard if we rent here? And he said, I don't think so. Yeah. Like, well, that's not an answer.
What kind of?
I'll just move in then. Let me rent here. I don't think so. Just say, I don't know.
Somewhere near a city with a vacant lot that stays a vacant lot. Impossible. Never going to happen. Grubs. Good time to tell real estate agents to rack off at the moment.
Oh, yeah.
Not as a renter. Like if you've got money and you want to buy a house, that'd be nice. That'd be very satisfying.
By the way, all this chat, I believe most people enjoy it, but I have copped a few messages from people going, why do you guys hate real estate agents and homeowners so much? You know,
have you?
People are just trying to make a living. Yeah.
Oh, I don't begrudge anyone owning a home.
No. The multiple property, you know.
Oh, multiple property. Yeah, fuck. How many houses are you fucking live? You're fucking it up for all of us. Grow up. How many houses can you live in at once? Just live in one, live a better life. Let a fucking family in there, you grubs. By the way, though, Stephen, R.I.P., has had the time of his life in Turkey back in 06. We talk about capitalism and socialism, that sort of business, but the stats are in. The fact is that any fucking pikey who can't even afford a bag of baccy can go on holidays from England to mainland Europe. It's presented as a right rather than a privilege.
It's incredible.
But you know me, mate. I'm modern. No one should have to do anything, really, yet we should all get given everything. So good on you, Stephen. Sorry you're gone.
Those low-cost airlines, I spoke about it in the intro last week. Carl Chandler and a group of mates are going over to Bangkok. He booked just away from his family again. Don't look into it. He booked his flight, January this year? And he's like, can't wait, 2:30 p.m., can't wait, hopping on board with everyone. Then I just got a text, delayed, 2:30 to 5:40, the magical 3 hours.
Yeah. What? He booked his ticket in January of this year to go today or around now?
Yeah, because they were $250 return.
Right.
Had to do it.
Why are you losing money? Not doing that. Fucking mad. Anyway, good luck to them all.
Well, that brings us to the end of another episode of Mid-Flight Brawl. Thanks for listening in. Thanks for supporting the pod and telling your mates. We really appreciate it. Get on to midflightbrawl.com if you're looking for some merch and some upcoming live show dates. And we'll see you next week.
Cheers, mate. See ya.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to Mid-Air Brawl. This is our very first episode. Heggy, you're already shaking your head.
It's mid-flight brawl, dickhead.
Oh, fucking hell.
Okay, ready to go. The clap. Hang on, sorry, I fucked it. Clap.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.